This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On the subject of cabinet secretaries, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is in Cuba right now. He's meeting with local officials and touring ports and markets. It's the first official U.S. Agriculture Department visit since 1961. But the U.S. Congress is showing few signs of actually lifting the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
You may not know this, but the embargo does allow humanitarian exports of things like food and medicine to Cuba. But if it were lifted altogether, U.S. agricultural exports would increase to more than $1 billion a year, according to Parr Rawson, an agricultural economist at Texas A&M University. But Rawson says Cuba would still be a small market. So why is it so attractive?
Forbidden fruit.
And Rawson says, remember, Cuba is close.
Transportation cost, loading, unloading charges would be fairly small, and that would allow us to be more competitive.
But we still have to lift the embargo, right? Not necessarily, says Julia Swag, author of the book Cuba, What Everyone Needs to Know. Swag says President Obama could authorize more exports by executive order.
If he could claim it to be in the interest of supporting the Cuban people or in the American national interest.
Swag says President Obama has already authorized U.S. companies to build cell phone towers in Cuba. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.